At this point in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus and his followers are walking to Jerusalem for the Passover, and ultimately for Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. As they are walking, Jesus is teaching them many lessons, especially about the kingdom of heaven. In today's gospel, Jesus is talking about human envy and how our envy can cloud our hearts and our minds from being able to see the generosity of God in our lives. When we read scripture, often it is useful to go back and look at the recorded history around the time of that scripture in order to give us a more rounded view of what's actually happening. Around the time of Jesus, there was a Jewish-Roman historian by the name of Flavius Josephus, and he documented many of the achievements and failures of the Roman Empire. And among his works, he talked about the completion of the temple in about 10 BC. At that time, there were literally thousands of Jewish workers who were unemployed and who were effectively destitute. The Jewish law required that these workers be looked after. And the temple authorities would hire many of these workers every day to work in the temple doing trivial work. At the end of each day, they would be paid as the law required. This served two purposes, really. One, it served the purpose that the Jewish authorities of the temple were able to fulfill the requirements of the law. But it also kept the temple treasury small. The authorities would rather pay the money to the Jewish people than be taxed by the Romans if the treasury grew to be too large. The normal daily wage was one denarius. Now, around the time of Jesus, the majority of these workers would have been assimilated into the population. Many would have found work or moved elsewhere. Many would have passed away. But there were still the poor and the destitute, the unemployed. And those people would be hired to do daily work by whoever needed daily labor. The hearers of the parable in today's gospel would not have thought anything special about the fact that the landowner was paying the daily wage to each of the workers who worked no matter when they started the day. There was no hourly wage. Everyone was paid the same amount no matter how many hours they worked. It would have been nice if the landowner would have paid a bonus to those who started first, but that was not expected. Where they would have raised an eyebrow, though, was with the number of workers that the landowner kept bringing in. The generosity of the landowner was not in the money that was being paid out, but was rather in the amount of help that was being given to the workers in the vineyard. Rather than driving them harder for more productivity, the landowner brought in more help in order to ease the burden of those who are working there. Perhaps the reason that the landowner chose to pay those first workers last was because he wanted to share in his joy of being able to give them so much help in order to aid them in carrying their daily burden. But those workers were too blinded by their envy, by their expectation of what they deserved, to be able to see the true generosity of the landowner. Isn't that typical of our own human nature? We tend to miss so much of the generosity of what we've been given in life because of our focus on what we believe we truly deserve. We tend to measure ourselves by our perceptions of the successes of others. We see those and we envy those who are successful in wealth, in stature. But we do not see the burdens that they may carry in terms of health issues, in terms of relationships with their children, their family, their friends. We may envy those who have wonderful health, wonderful relationships with their children, their families, their friends, but we do not see the burdens that they may carry of financial issues or issues of self-worth. We all suffer. We all have burdens that we carry. That is just one of the mysteries of our human existence. But God is active in our created reality. Every day we receive many gifts, small miracles, intercessions, coincidences. But we may miss them because we are so focused on our own expectations of fairness. Let me share a personal story. My formation as a deacon was a 6-year process. The first 2 years were years of discernment and study. And then the last 4 years, my wife and I journeyed together through the program at St. Augustine's Seminary in Toronto. Every Thursday, we would meet with the rest of our group and we would review the work that we had to do. Once a month, we had a weekend retreat at the seminary. There was always homework, there were always assignments, and we were constantly working and learning and growing in the formation to the diaconate. As ordination approached, all of my peers were being placed in their parishes, and they were being placed in their ministries, and they were settling in even before they were ordained. But it became more apparent that the doors for the Diocese of Peterborough were closed to me as a deacon. I was in total despair. I had invested so much into the formation to become a deacon. I was angry about this injustice. I should be ordained and I should be placed in a parish and it should be in my home diocese. I was envious of my peers who were settling in and who were comfortable and happy. About a week before ordination, I was placed at Guardian Angels Parish in the northmost border of the Archdiocese of Toronto. That parish is in Orillia, Guardian Angels. I could have focused on the difficulties of my journey. I could have focused on the challenge of being an active parishioner here at St. Mary's and active as a deacon at Guardian Angels. I could have focused on the drive time, an hour and a half drive to go to Mass or to go to the hospital in Orillia in order to visit patients and fulfill my duties. I could have focused on the pain of rejection from my home diocese. Could have focused on the costs of driving weekly to the hospital or to church to participate in the preaching rotation. But God, if he would have reached down and grabbed me and shaken me, couldn't have been more obvious with the grace that he was actually bestowing upon me. I was embraced by the parishioners. I presided at dozens of baptisms and weddings. I met one of the most spiritual people I have ever met, the chaplain of the Soldiers Memorial Hospital in Orillia. I was given ministry experiences that fundamentally changed me. The experiences continued my formation in ways that I never imagined possible when I was in the seminary. When I look back, it was an extremely difficult time. And I'm not really sure how I was able to do it for those 6 long years. But I am grateful for the journey. I regret the envy, the anger that I initially had towards the situation. But it turned out to be such a generous gift. I would invite you to find a place where you can be quiet, at peace, where you can pray and meditate on your life. I invite you to meditate on a moment in your life that was particularly challenging or difficult. Did you experience unexplainable turns of events? Did you experience unexpected kindnesses that came from the most unexpected places? Did you experience coincidences that changed the course of what was happening and lightened your load? Perhaps in the immediacy of the situation, you couldn't see those things. Perhaps the pain of the situation was such that you could not see the grace in that situation. Perhaps you had anger or still have anger with God for the injustice of what happened to you. But I firmly believe that if you take the time to meditate and pray, you will see the gentle touch of God in that experience as He lightens your journey through it. I pray for all of us that we may become more able to put our envy, put our egos, our expectations of what we deserve behind us, to be able to be more open to the generous action of God within our lives. I pray that we can become more able to rejoice in the successes of those around us without envy, because we have a true sense of gratitude for the generosity of God in our own lives. May God bless you.